Kofkimul Sivan, Dovshin Pei Vov, Rav Shlomo Hammond Shlomo.
With a shaila which someone once asked. It's obviously a shaila which can happen in a few different scenarios, but a similar idea. The shaila was, Reuven wanted his windows cleaned before Pesach, so he approached Shimon HaHaim Shehid, who has a company to clean windows. He got a quote, he's happy with the quote, £50 to have his house cleaned, his house windows cleaned for Pesach. The window cleaner comes and finishes cleaning the windows and he's out, so he posts a little invoice through the front door for £50. And it's a few days before Pesach, so obviously that invoice gets put in his pocket and gets forgotten about. Next he hears is a few weeks later, he gets another invoice to the door, a reminder invoice. This time the invoice is for £55. As far as he remembered, the quote was for £50. So he calls up Shimon, and he asks him what's going on. As far as I remember, we agreed £50. I can't find the original invoice, but I'm pretty sure it was £50. The quote was for £50. So why are you sending me a reminder for £55? So Shimon says, you're right, the quote was for £50. But you probably didn't even look at the invoice. And the bottom of the invoice, it said that this bill is payable within 30 days, otherwise there's a 10% surcharge. You haven't paid, so I've sent you a reminder with the 10% surcharge, that's why the bill is £55. So Reuven says, the first thing flashes through his mind is, this is ribbis. He puts the phone down and he calls the Rav and he asks the Rav, first of all, what's the heter? Does Shimon have a heter to charge that? And second of all, do I have a heter to pay Shimon? And the Rav tells him, yeah, it's not a problem. Well, ribbis, we all know ribbis is a problem, it's not. The Rav says, because this is a knas. It's not ribbis, this is called knas. It's called a charge, it's a fee, it's a fine. Because he didn't pay by the agreed time, the 30 days that it said on the invoice. So, the vendor is allowed to charge a fine, to add a surcharge fine to this fee. So Reuven asks, he said, I don't understand. We all know there's an Issa Ribbis, and we all have heard of something called a Heta Iska, which we know is a complicated, it's not a simple thing. Now I don't understand. If you're telling me that the window cleaner is allowed to charge me a fine for late payment, so what's this whole heter iska? I've got a very simple idea. Whenever Reuven wants to borrow money, he goes to Shimon and he says, can I borrow £10,000? Now Shimon doesn't want to give him £10,000 for nothing. But he can't charge him ribbis because there's an issa d'oraisa. So instead of setting up a heter iska, which is a complicated thing, Shimon should say, no problem, I'll lend you £10,000. Pay me back in 2 weeks' time. And if you don't pay me back in 2 weeks' time, then you have to pay me 1%. For every week that you don't pay me back, I'm going to send you a fine. I'm going to charge you a fine of 1% for every week you don't pay me back. There you go, sorted. It's a fine. It's not ribbis. Now, there's no way Reuven is going to pay back this £10,000 in 2 weeks. So the fine will be chargeable. For every week, there'll be a 1% fine. Why is that not a problem? Why should that be a problem? Why is that not a very simple eitza for ribbis? Why do we have to go down the heter iska route?
Setting it up from the beginning like that.
But it's a fine. The window cleaner also set that up at the beginning. At the bottom of the invoice, had Reuven looked at the invoice on Erev Pesach, you would have seen it said, if you haven't paid this, within 30 days, there's a surcharge of 10%. Okay, and if there would have been, that's why he sure, that if they, the same halacha would have applied, had Shimon called told him at the, when he gave him the quote, Shimon would have said, it's a £50 quote, and you have to pay within 30 days, because if you don't pay within 30 days, I'm going to add a 10% surcharge. That would also be worth it. Even if
you
agreed to it, then
you
would have agreed to
have a windows key. On the windows, there's a job of work to be done. He's right. Paying for the job of work. And if you don't pay for that job of work, then, there's a class, right? Here, it's a loan. He's giving him £10,000, actual physical money. So therefore, it's whatever he charges on top of that. Does appear very much to me to be
that. Very good. Okay. So, we'll start off with Reuven's question. Why can't we have a way of charging ribbis in inverted commas through a knas? So, it really comes up in the Rishonim. There's a suggestion in one of the Rishonim. Slightly different. That's why there was a suggestion. But a lot of the Rishonim understood. This is a Rido lines that Malka brings in Ezer Neshech, where he has a suggestion of setting up such a halvor. And the Rishonim in the Rajbo, the Ikka, the Rajbo, in Chubas Rajbo, the Rajbo says, it can't be. He says, this is Ribis Gomor, Leitasa Kei B'Yisrael. That's what the Rajbo says. And the Shulchan Aruch paskens the same thing. Someone who makes a loan, he says as follows: in chiyav atzmoi vitein lemalva. If the loiv agrees to give the malva, kach v'kach b'chol shavua, to pay a certain amount, whether it's a percentage or a fixed amount every week. But oyche ma'akuv m'moyloi, as long as he hasn't paid back his money, says the Shulchan Aruch, hareze ribis gemura. This is considered ribis gemura. Question is why? And why is it different from our case of the window cleaner, where the Rav said it's fine to pay because it's a knas? So for that, we have to see another halach in Shulchan Aruch, where the Shulchan Aruch has a similar case, and that says the Shulchan Aruch is osur, but it's not ribis gemura. And that is where there's a halvor. Again, there's a halvor. Let's talk about our case of £10,000, but the malva doesn't say that I'm going to charge you a percent, half a percent, whatever it is, for every month, every week that you don't pay it back. He says, I'll give you a halvor for 30 days. If you don't pay me back by 30 days, I'm going to charge you 1%. That's it. If you don't pay me back after 30 days, 1%. Instead of owing me £10,000, you'll owe me 10,100. That says the Shulchan Aruch is osa, but it's only osa mishum haromas ribis. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Oim lechaveru im lo yefracho lizman ploini." If I don't pay you back by a fixed date, harini chayav lecho. I'm going to owe you a certain amount more than I originally owed you. That's also mipnei haromas ribis. It's not ribis gemura like the Shulchan Aruch says in the other case. It's also mipnei haromas ribis. Haromas ribis means it looks like ribis. It's a legal loophole, which Chazal said is still going to be also. So now, if we understand, let's understand the difference. Why? In the first case, where he's agreed to pay him a percentage for every month that he goes over the date, that's ribis gemura. Whereas if he has a one-off fine after a certain date, then it's only haromas ribis. So it starts off with a gemara in Ezer Neshech, where the gemara brings Rav Nachman Omer, Rav Nachman Klala de Rav Yisra. Rav Nachman says, "I'll tell you." In four words, three words actually. the rule of ribis. This is the rule of thumb. If you want to know, is it ribis or is it not ribis, says Rav Nachman, I'll tell you. A rule is agar nota osa. Kol agar nota le osa. Any agar notar is osa. What does agar notar mean? So agar notar means a charge for waiting. Which means the malva's got the money. It's his money. He can do whatever he wants with that money. He's lending it to the loiva. And he's charging the loiva because the loiva is holding his money. Because the malva can no longer use the money because the loiva has the money. So the malva says, I have a right to charge you for the use. For you, you're using the money and you're holding the money and I don't have the money. That, says Rav Nachman, that is ribas, flora de ribisa, kol aga mota leos. To charge for the fact that the loiva is holding the money and the malva is waiting for the money, the malva does not have the use of the money, that is where ribis is. That is ribis. Explains the Rishonim explain. Therefore, if we have a knas, in the second case, where the knas is a one-off knas, which means we make a halva of £10,000, and I say to you, you have to give me back the money in a month's time, and if you don't pay me back the money in a month's time, then you have to pay me a knas, an extra £100 knas, a 1% knas. That is me'ika din, that's mutter. Because like we're saying, aga mota. Over here, the when is this charge payable? The charge is payable at the point of 30 days. During the first 30 days, where the loiva was using the malva's money, the loiva was using the malva's money for free. If he would have given back the money to the malva by the 30 days or before the 30 days, he would have got away without paying a penny. He's not paying for the money, he's not paying for the use of the money for those 30 days. At the moment when the 30 days kicks in, whenever it is, whatever time it is, there's an automatic charge of £100. Now that charge of £100 happens then and there. It's not because of the time before, and it's not because the time ahead of him. It's because he passed that point in time that the clock struck 12 o'clock and he hadn't paid back. So at that second of 12 o'clock, there was now a charge of £100. Now that charge of £100 has passed, there's no new charges anymore. He now owes him £10,000 plus a £100 fine, and that will go on now for the next however long it is, until he actually decides to pay back the money.
What is the fine is because he hasn't got his money from it.
The fine was because... Right,
no,
so
I haven't got my money, therefore I'm charging you, because I need your money, and you haven't paid me, I'm charging you a fine on that money.
So with that, the Rishonim understand that the fine over here, because the fine is chargeable at the point in time, we understand the charge as the fine as being a fine because we had an agreement. We had an agreement that you would pay me back the money at this date. You didn't keep your part of the agreement because you hadn't given me back the money. Because you didn't keep your part of the agreement, that's why you're paying the fine. You're not paying the fine because you're using the money.
Yeah, because I'm not paying back the money. I'm supposed to. That money, we are paying extra on that afterwards.
Right, so if the fine is going to now give me a longer time, it's going to allow me a longer time, then you're right, we're going to run into problems.
Yeah.
But over here, the fine doesn't allow me to run into, doesn't allow me the extra time. I'm not, according to our agreement, I don't have longer because I've charged the fine.
How many fines can you set up?
We're talking about when there's one fine. When there's one fine. So that was the other case. Let's start off with where the agreement was one fine. When it was one fine, so then we can understand the fine over here is payable because you didn't stand to your agreement. The agreement was you'd pay back at 30 days, and you didn't pay back within 30 days, and that's why you're paying the fine. So the fine was a one-off payment, nothing to do with... It's to do with the fact that I borrowed the money, but it's not because of the 30 days that I've had the money for. Because that 30 days I had the money for free. And when I continue keeping the money, I'm not paying you any more because I'm keeping the money. I'm just paying that fine, well, that was a runoff fine.
Well, I've got the use of the money.
You're not paying up.
If I would have paid that, I would be fined. So the reason why I'm fined is because I'm not giving the money back.
The reason why I'm fined is because I didn't keep the agreement to pay back the money today.
That's right. So therefore, because I've got the money, I've got your money, you're charging me a knack on your money.
I'm charging the knack because you didn't pay back the money. Now, tomorrow, do you have a right tomorrow to keep the money? Not really. Because we agreed you'd pay it back yesterday. The fact you paid £100 knas doesn't give me the right to keep the money the next day or the day afterwards. The way it was set up, there was only one knas. You're not going to pay a knas again the day after and the day after. But you don't really have a right, because of that knas, to continue keeping the money.
Knas on the money.
So the Rishonim understand that when it's a one-off knas,
it's a ribis on the. You're paying ribis because I didn't pay you back.
So it looks like that, and that's why it's haromas ribis. But the Rishonim understand that when it's a one-off knas, this one-off knas is not really a knas on the money. Let's talk about the other case, and maybe we can contrast it and understand it. The other case is where the £10,000 halvor, and the knas is a knas every month. Right, you've got to pay me back on the first of the month. If you don't pay me back on the first of the month, a knas, and every month that goes on, there's another knas. Right, so the first month you have it, you're not paying a penny for it. So again, we don't really have an agamotte in that first month, because the £10,000 that you used the first month, if you would have paid it back straight away or within the right time, you would have got it for free. But we've set it up that every month you've got a knas. So now this case is different. Because every month there's a knas, the understanding is that I'm extending the loan. The loan was for a month for free. If you don't pay it back on the first of the month, pay me a knas, and then you can keep it for another month. If you don't pay me back at the end of the second month, pay me another percent, and you can keep it for another month. And so on and so forth. That case, that's ribis. That says the Shulchan Aruch, that rib is gone. Because although I'm calling it a knas, and although my first month was for free, but when I continue on after paying the knas, and I move on to the second month and the third month, etc., I'm paying for the use of the money. Whereas when it's a one-off knas, this one-off knas is not really giving me extra use of the money. It's not extending the term of the loan. The loan was for 30 days. That term of the loan for 30 days hasn't changed. Even once you've paid the knas, or once you've been chayav to pay the knas, you're still in breach of the term of your loan. Because you should have given it back by 30 days. Whereas when I'm charging you a fine for every month that you haven't paid, as soon as the fine is payable, I'm no longer in breach to the terms of my loan, because I've accepted this knas, and now I've extended the loan. So that's why we have these two cases, where there's a one-off knas, so then we look at the knas as being literally a knas, because you've breached the terms of the loan. The loan is still a free loan, but because you breached the terms, therefore, we put in a knas, we're fining you for having breached the terms of the loan. That technically is not ribis. Chazal acid it because it's haromas ribis, because, like we all understand, it looks very much like ribis. So therefore Chazal said it's also. But it's only also because of haromas ribis, because it looks like ribis. Whereas where the knas is a knas which constantly gets added another knas and another knas, that is a case where it is ribis gemura, because we understand in that case the knas is not a fine for breaching the terms of the loan. What the knas does is it extends the terms of the loan. It adds another 30 days or whatever the agreement was to the loan. And that is aganota. That means that you're paying this knas by paying, you're getting yourself an extra time to hold on for the money of the malva. That's by halvor. Now, we also know that there are shilas of ribis when it comes to a choiv, which a person is high of the money, not only because of a halvor, but sometimes machmas meche. If you buy something and you don't pay immediately, there can be ribis involved in the terms of paying back the money that you owe because you bought something. Or in our case, where the window cleaner offered his service, he cleaned the windows, the charge of £50 was payable because of the service that he gave to me. So there can be shiders of ribis when it comes to me paying back this £50 that I owe him for the windows. But this ribis, these potential shiders of ribis, because they're from a mecha, they're not from a halvor, these are only ribis, this is a ribis rabbono. In our Torah, there is only ribis where there's a halvor. Now, halvor doesn't need to be money. Halvor can mean if I lend you milk. Right, if it's anything which I lend you which you're going to use, if I lend you my car, that's not halvor, that's she'ela. But anything which I lend you, which you're going to use and replace it with something else, that is considered a halvor. It doesn't need to be money, it could be articles. But as long as it's because of a mechira, it's because the money is owed, it's chargeable because of a sale, whether it's a sale of something or it's a sale of service, that any ribis which could be any shaila that could be in ribis is only a ribis rabbon. Now, one of the big differences between ribis derais and ribis rabbonon is obviously ribis rabbonon is mukuladik, and a lot of the mukuladika cases of ribis Chazal allowed by ribis rabbonon. So, for example, where we have haromas ribis, where we have a case where it's also only because of haromas ribis. Chazal said that is allowed where we're talking about ribis rabbonon. Haromas ribis is a chumrah which we put in when we're talking about ribis deraisa. When we're talking about ribis rabbonon, haromas ribis is allowed. So, if we think about our shaila where there was a knas, which was only haromas ribis, that was where we had the one-off knas. But we have a one-off knas. If there's a one-off knas, so we said it's not a ribis minatora because the ribis is not the charge for the money. It's a knaf, it's a fine for having breached the terms of the loan. So such a case in a meche would be mutter. Because ribis machmas meche is only midrabonon. And the rabonon allowed haromas ribis. When they ask a haromas ribis, or mukuladika. Oh, kuladik ashailas, they were machmed by ribis doraisa. That was because of the chum of ribis doraisa. But when we come on to ribis rabbonon, a lot of times Chazal said that's mutter by ribis rabbonon. So therefore, this window cleaner got his psak that he is offering a service. He's charging for his service. Any money which is owed because of the service that he provided. This is therefore a choiv, the choiv that the fellow who had his windows cleaned has to pay the window cleaner. It's because of a meche. A choiv machmas meche is only, potentially can only come to shailas of ribis rabbonon, and therefore haromas ribis is allowed. So for the window cleaner to add a one-off charge of 10% if he doesn't pay within 30 days, is mutter. Because it's only osa by halvor because of haromas ribis. Whereas for the window cleaner to have gone along and said, for every 30 days that you don't pay, I'm going to charge you a recurring knas of 10%. So you don't pay within 30 days, it's £55. If in 30 days' time you still haven't paid, it's going to be £60.50. That would be osa. Because by halvor in ribis doraisa, this is ribis doraisa. So therefore, machmas meche is going to be osa. It'd be only a ribis rabbonon, but it's going to be osa. But because we're talking about a one-off knas, where this one-off knas, like we said, doesn't extend the period of his payment. The terms of his payment were still to have paid within 30 days because he missed the 30 days and he pays the knas, doesn't give him another 30 days. It's only also by halvor because of our Roma Shrivis. And therefore, in this case of Mecher, would be mutter.
You have to make up before he starts the contract, or he doesn't?
It could be have to have made it up before the start of the contract. Yeah, that could be.
You can't just suddenly slap on a knas without then you.
Yeah, but that is really a Choshe Mishpat Shaila. That won't really make a difference when it comes to Hilchos Ribbis. In the Choshe Mishpat, you have to know, if he could go to a Rav and say, listen, this guy never told me that there'd be an extra charge if I don't pay within 30 days, that's a Choshe Mishpat Shaila. But the fact that, even if he never told it to him, it doesn't really change Hilchos Ribbis. The Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Ribbis does speak out that this is all where they've agreed originally, but the Mephoroshim may explain that that is all because otherwise you run into shailas of Asmachta. If he never accepted it, that's a shaila with it. Asmachta, maybe because everyone does it like that, maybe it can be understood, self-understood like that. There's just one extra point over here which is important to stress, that when we come onto a Choyv Machmas Mecha, which is a Rivis Rabbonon, and therefore in our example, there'll be a heter to add in one knas. It's not always so simple, because there's a halacha called Zokva Lov B'Milva. Now Zokva Lov B'Milva means, if, let's say I employ this window cleaner, a contract, every 2 months he's going to clean my windows. In the summer, every 2 months, we clean my windows. It starts off before Pesach, following through to Sukkos. Three times, he's going to clean my windows. Three, four times, he's going to come clean my windows. And not being such a good customer, not only did I not pay him before Pesach, I didn't pay him the next time when he came Shavuos time either. So now, today he sends me a letter through the post, and this time, the letter through the post tells me that I owed him £50 for having the windows cleaned before Pesach, £50 for the windows cleaned before Shavuos, total £100. You haven't paid, so I'm going to charge you £110. Now that would change the shaila completely, because there's halacha called zokah v'lo b'milva, which means once the moicha, once the vendor, puts together more than one choyv, more than one owing, and adds them up as a new choyv, this now becomes changes. It's no longer considered that this choyv is because of the mechira. This is now a regular choyv machmas halvor. That's halacha, halacha choyv mishpat. Zokah v'lo b'milva, because he went and he produced a new document, a document which now puts together the different elements of what I owe him, and puts it together all into one choyv, that is called a choyv machmas halvor. So for him to add on this choyv machmas halvor the extra 10% because there was no payment, that would still be also because of haromas ribis.
Well, the first time, why could he say it's halvor? You now owe me £50. So that's a really choyv halvor. I clean your windows, using the payment, you now owe me £50.
That's because the choyv came because of a meche, that £50 I owe you is because of the service I provided.
The second time,
it's a meche, but the £100 was because of 1 + 1. Once that £100 is 1 + 1, I'm now zokah v'lo b'milva, I'm now putting them together into one choyv. This one choyv of £100 is considered a halvor.
What would happen if you itemized them separately? I sent him copies of the different invoices.
I didn't send him one completely, just sent him a handful of invoices.
Yeah.
That would probably not be, that would still remain a choyv machmas mecha.
Send a statement then.
Once it's a statement with a bottom line, which is a new bottom line, that becomes a choyv machmas halvor. The Heindiger Poskim talk a lot about, in Eretz Yisrael a lot, the Makolets, a lot of people there, they buy on, they write it down, they don't pay, they put it down on the cheshbon. So, and Mollet used to be, you had your index cards with your name, and they wrote it down by hand. So, that, as long as they didn't add it up and give you a bottom line, if you came once and you took the index card off them, without them adding it up, that could have been a choy machmas meche, because there was no new bottom line. So the poskim speak about, because nowadays things have modernized and it all goes into a computer system, and as soon as you've bought your second packet of milk, it's automatically added up. So it could be, the poskim speak about nowadays in a makolet, it could be there is no musug of a choy machmas meche, because by definition, it's going to be a zakah v'lo b'milva, because the computer system automatically adds it up into a new. Okay.
Excuse me.